Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating Memorial Day. This is my 22nd live Memorial Day show, and I'm glad you're here. We're doing that with our good friend Bob Dillon-Schneider. DillonSchneiderGroup.com. Is that right, Bill? Bob, DillonSchneiderGroup.com.
It is, Jim. Thank you.
And the books, folks, if you go to Amazon or any of the online bookstores, you can find all of Bob's books there, so many of them. A Time for Heroes, Power and Influence. Moses CEO, that's one of my favorites. That's from the Wayback Machine. He's got a new book coming out, folks, soon. Later this year, I'll say that. But he's graciously allowed me to talk about it a little bit because I've got an advanced copy. I'm very honored to have this. The book's called Decisions. And it's about the practical advice of a couple of dozen men and women who shaped the world. And Bob, I want to talk about that. Of course, my first thing that I do when I open a book is I go right to the table of contents. I go right to the contents page, and I want to see, you know, what are the big paydays. And of course, my eye immediately went down page to Hannibal. Hannibal has been one of the most fascinating stories. I love the story that he's alleged to have said. I tell people this as often as I can, whenever I can weave it into a story. You know, he's crossed, as you reported, he crossed the Alps in with the elephants, and they came to a point where they couldn't get through, and his general says, "We can't get through," and he said, "We either have to find a way or make a way," and that's the way entrepreneurs are. I love that story.
I do too. That's exactly what Hannibal did, and you know, everybody out there has to make decisions. That's what the book is all about. But it's all very lonely. When you make that decision, you're there alone in the room. You get to look inside yourself and say, am I going to do this? Am I going to do it right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of success recently, Jim, talking to college and high school graduates. And we've said three things. One is do what you want to do. Two is work with people you like. And three is make sure that as part of what you're doing, you're giving back. Mm-hmm. Those elements are in the decisions book.
Well, that's exactly right. And I like what you said, though, about being on your own. When I look down your list of folks here, every one of those people had times when they were all by themselves and they had to believe in themselves. And I spent a lot of time in the show, Bob, talking about one of the main things I've learned in my 30 years in business is I've learned that the most powerful thing that's helped me survive when everything else turned to mush, I mean everything, and no matter who was around me, when all that support didn't support me as well, because I believed in myself, I managed to survive. And I look at this list of people, there had to be a moment when they said that they had to believe in themselves because everything else turned to mush. What do you think?
I think that there's a lot of self-doubt that everybody has, but at the end of the day, you have to pick up your trousers and hitch them up and say, I'm going forward now. That's what you have to do, and that's exactly what these people did, and that's exactly what everybody listening to this show should do. I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but when I've had my downs, I've said to myself, I got to make it through this thing. I'm going to do that, and I do it.
You know, Henry Ford, there's a story. You've got Henry Ford in your list here of commerce and invention. I love the story that he told. That's told of him. He went to Europe during World War I to try to stop the war, and he came back saying he didn't find much peace, but he did find a market for his tractors. So sometimes when you believe in yourself, you have to be prepared to take results that you didn't expect. What do you think?
Absolutely, and things come out of nowhere. Things you didn't expect. Things that are a surprise, and when they happen, it's a real positive. People come out of the woodwork who you never knew were going to support you, and they do it. You need to find a way to reach out and thank those people. Let them know that you're out there and you're doing it for them.
Martin Luther is in your list here, people who broke boundaries. Imagine where the world would be today if Martin Luther had nailed those his theses on the door of the Diet of Worms. What do you think?
Well, the man had the courage to step forward. He did it, and he changed the world in terms of religion and the way we think about religion. It was extraordinary.
Courage.
He changed the Western world.
I love your word courage. And as we wrap up our visit today, Bob, as we celebrate Memorial Day, we got to talk about the courage of those who poured out the last full measure of devotion. I know you join me in that remembrance.
I sure do. Thank you very much, Jim, for the chance to be on the show.
Thank you for being here. Bob Dillersteiner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our good friends. I got to go for this hour. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.